And now a love story of two people whose lives crossed at the top of the world. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this Valentine's Day report.
He does not remember meeting me.
I do too.
Nancy and Andrew Grant met while they were working for the North Slope Borough School District back in 2002. Today, they own and run the Airport Inn in Utqiagvik, which, as you might guess, is just a few blocks from the town's runway. Neither Nancy nor Andrew grew up on the North Slope. Andrew is a self-described army brat. His family moved around a lot. And while Nancy's father is from this region, she grew up in California. She came to Utqiagvik for the first time as an adult to attend her grandmother's funeral.
At that point in my life, I had just completed college and I had a dead-end job, but I was providing for me and my son. I was a single mom.
After connecting with family here and changing her mind a few times about whether it made sense, she decided to stay. Her husband, Andrew, traces his move back to a manager he once had, who had worked at Prudhoe Bay.
He encouraged me over a period of a year and a half to look at jobs on the slope. He said, you're a young man, you need to go to the slope, you need to, you know, get a job up there, meet your wife.
Andrew did eventually apply for a job in Utqiagvik and got it. Just like that, he found himself moving to the northernmost town in America. As you heard at the start, there's some disagreement between Nancy and Andrew about their first meeting. But they do agree about what happened next, how they eventually became a couple. They both attended the same church and were part of a small group of single members.
I don't know, I'm just not the real hostess type, but these other ladies in the group were. So they would invite us, they would woo us with
food.
Yeah, food. Can't go wrong with food, especially up here. And games and just fellowship. And that was during the winter and spring. And come summertime, they all left, and Andrew and I were the only ones here.
While everyone else was on vacation that summer, Nancy and Andrew spent a lot of time hanging out one-on-one. Pretty soon, they fell in love. And by that winter, they were engaged. Together, they bought the Airport Inn back in 2015. It's hard to capture the sheer number and diversity of the people passing through this small Arctic town. But looking through Nancy and Andrew's guestbook is a pretty good way to do it. Tourists, Arctic researchers, oil and gas industry people, journalists. The Grants say that one of their favorite things about working in the hospitality industry here is that this place often leaves a lasting mark on the people who visit. They still get calls from one man who came up from the Florida Keys years ago and is now a fan of the high school football team.
So when we have a football game going on, sometimes he'll call the hotel and say, "Hi, this is so-and-so down from the Keys. Who's winning? What's the score?" You know, and I just thought that was the neatest thing.
Valentine's Day happens to be Nancy and Andrew Grant's 14th wedding anniversary. So, from Alaska's Energy Desk, happy anniversary. I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.